Okay, so as we come to the end of the Masechta, not quite, but last few Mishnayos, so we engage in the most important principles of Yoredeya, min b'mino, min b'sheino mino, and different kinds of mixtures. So the Mishnah we're about to see is a reflection of perhaps the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino eno batal, that is to say, to effectuate bittel, nullification, what's required is opposing forces. When you have min b'mino, which is endorsed by a very goodly number of Rishonim, then there's no basis for Bittul. Min b'sheinu mino, it's b'nosein tam, b'shishim, b'meya, then there are asurin b'chol shu, as we'll talk about. So the Mishnah says, yayin nesach asar v'osar b'chol shu, yayin b'yayin u'mayim b'mayim. What do you mean water? Water is always kosher, at least until the cocoa pods came along. But let's say this is mayim shu, nisnasech l'avarazara b'chol shu, yayin b'mayim u'mayim b'yayin, Benosein tam, right? So if it's yayin with mayim or mayim b'yayin, mim b'shein amino, zaklal min b'mino b'mashu, v'shalo b'mino benosein tam. Now we don't paskin necessarily this way. Again, some Rishonim do, but l'halacha we paskin that min b'mino can be batel, with two exceptions. One exception, well, I guess the number of exceptions, different perspectives, but yayin esach and tevel. Are the two most prominent exceptions. Nesach because of the Chomer Avodah Zarah, Tevel because we say the Tikkun is Ke'isur. That just like the Tikkun on the Torah level is Chita Achas Poteres Es Kol Akri, that all you have to do is give one thing. So until you separate out one thing, you know, it's going to, you know, just taking out one thing should be enough. So why should we allow you to get away with bittul? So that ties into a different issue which the Rambam talks about here, the davar sheyishol matirin, right? That chametz pesach davar sheyishol matirin. The Rambam baskins. That's why min b'mino min sheino mino, it's aser b'chol shu. So the next Mishnah deals with the case of esh adarkol imanos, things that are specifically counted. Elu asurin v'osin b'chol shein yai nesach v'odazara orus levuvin. Again, that's when they used to remove the animal's heart. Vishra niskal v'aglarufa tzipori mitzora ser nazir. Petr chamor basar b'chala v'sayir amishtaleach chulin shenishchtu b'azara hareilu asurin v'osrin b'chol shehein. So these are all prohibited, right? These are all elements that have a dimension of an isur hanoah as well, right? They're osrin b'chol shehein on the basis of these special things. You know, when they get mixed into a taroves, you know, we don't necessarily pass in this way. We have a special list of seven. But these things were considered to be, you know, darkon limanos. Naturals, the thing would be to count them. So we talk about harei elu asurin, v'osurin b'chol shein is the miyute yisurei hana, she'ein darkon limanos, right? That yisurei hana, that it is not the natural thing for them to be counted. You know, so that is the, that would be one of the mi'utim. The Bar Tanura notes in the other direction also. He says, dark and limanos, but they're not isuri hana. They're not going to be osur, the tarovis b'chol shein. So again, in terms of psak halacha, the Rambam notes in this commentary on the Mishnah that we don't accept, you know, this Mishnah, even though it's a stop Mishnah here, but there's a list of seven items which we say are not just Aser Bana, but they're Osrin B'chol Shehen. You know, so that's a different psak. But like we had in the previous Mishnah seems to be Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, Mim B'mino Eino Batel, so these Mishnayos reflect a different view. So just to read the end of the Rambam here, it's a very stirring language in the parish of Mishnayos. The Rambam says, The Rambam recognizing the centrality of the principles involved in these Mishnayos, Tarovas, Mimino, Mim Sheno Mino, Eshadar Kalimanos, Kol Shadar Kalimanos, things that are counted on occasion. Rambam sees these as very central Mishnayos for purposes of Yoredeya.